The truth about sexual media. I'm Dr. Trish Lee, and I know you don't want to hear this, but we're going to talk about it anyways. Sexual media. What is sexual media? Okay. When you go to the screen and you are simply going onto anything, and we will cover that in a minute, but when you enter into any site or social media platform or app or video, when you enter in to give your brain a dopamine hit by viewing images of other people's body parts, that is sexual media. You're getting a dopamine hit by viewing somebody else's body for your dopamine pleasure in a sexual manner. So let's break it down. Let's think about what some of those things are. Clearly, if you go to any pornography sites, that absolutely counts. Now, the trickle-down effect and the continuum, if you will, also includes going on to social media. And what I encourage people that I work with to think about is why. Why are you there? What are you looking at and why are you there? Now, if you're on Facebook to connect with your grandma, that's a beautiful reason to be on Facebook. If you're there to look at images of other people's bodies so that you can feel a little bit better, you get that little dopamine hit, that's sexual media. If you are on Instagram following people for motivation, like I do, tons of motivational feeds that make me want to go run 5 miles and work 25 hours when I get done reading it, then that is a great reason. But if you're looking at anybody's body to get a dopamine hit, to feel a little less stressed, less bored, less overwhelmed, you are only there using it as sexual media. So that counts for social media. If you're on dating apps and you're not looking for a healthy partner, guess what? You're there for the dopamine hit. Especially if you have another, if you have a partner. Science shows most of the people on dating apps actually have partners. So you are clearly only there for the dopamine hits. Time to delete the app. If you are actually looking for a healthy partner, go into the world to find that person. Get out of the apps where you're going to get all these dopamine hits that will basically preclude you from getting to your goal. Think about the why. Why are you there? Now, I'm not saying this out of judgment, and there's definitely no shaming. What I want you to know is the hijacker's tricking you. I know that you think you're on Facebook to connect with people, but you're being hijacked. You're being tricked. And the way this thing shows up is you're going to trick yourself. And you're not tricking anybody else. You're tricking yourself first and all the other people that then you might lie or manipulate or give half-truths or untruths or not tell. It's because you're allowing yourself to be tricked by this addiction, this compulsion, this dependency. It is tricking you into going back to the places where you're going to get the dopamine hits. That's sexual media. Stay out of it. Even those pesky ASMR chiropractic videos that gets my blood boiling. People don't realize that the reason it boils my blood is because those are doctors that swore to heal people's nervous systems, and instead they're exploiting people's nervous systems to damage other people's nervous systems. That is some twisted stuff. Stay out of those videos, anything like it, because those are low grade, where that hijacker is going to trick you even more and tell you, you know what, you're just watching chiropractic adjustments. But if you're watching chiropractic adjustments of people who are scantily clad and you're only focusing in on those body parts, you're there for the dopamine hit, my friend. And this is what I want you to know. Every time you give your brain a dopamine hit from that media and from those images, you are reinforcing the neural pathways that take you back to them and take you back to porn sites. So if you're trying to quit, and you're tricking yourself into these lower level porn adjacent sexual media images, you're just tricking yourself and you will end up at the top of the slippery slope, sliding down it again. So don't trick yourself. You're stronger than this. You're smarter than this. You know you're being tricked. Don't allow yourself to. Run, don't walk. out of those videos and those images. Go do something that's good for you. Get out into the world, crank some push-ups, go for a walk, call a friend and connect. De-stress yourself in a healthy way, offset your boredom in a healthy way, and connect with people in the real world in a healthy way. Your brain will thank you and your life will literally transform. That's what we're talking about here. It's a transformational journey. Okay, if you're looking for help on the journey, please reach out to me, drtrishlee.com. I have programs of different shapes and sizes to be able to help you succeed with this slippery slope sexual media stuff. So stay out of it, stay the course. You deserve a life free from depending upon images to feel good. There's a whole world out there to make you feel good instead. All right, remember, control your brain or it'll control you.